AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, for anyone that is watching on the YouTubes, we're not being tramps and wearing the same clothes.
Or are we?
Well, I mean, you know, we do it sometimes, but it's never planned to wear the same clothes 2 weeks in a row. But it is planned to do 2 recordings, like what we did the other week. So, yeah, we are back-to-back in it. So, apologies again for if anyone has emailed. We've not read them out during this week, but obviously send them in as always and we will get to you as soon as we can. But the reason for this back-to-back recording isn't because I'm going on holiday again, I've only just come back. It's because we've got some news that we haven't told anyone yet, even though we've hinted, well, not that we've hinted, but I've said a couple of things that people might be able to put the pieces together.
Yeah.
I'll let you tell it anyway. It's not more news.
No.
Ashley's got AIDS.
No,
he isn't HIV positive.
No, all of these people, I'm having a little girl. So we're back to back in this one because obviously by the time this goes out, hopefully she's here.
Yeah.
So obviously, just to give everyone a heads up, so on this one, then possibly the next one, you might be riding solo on the next one.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
It'd be the real talk with JD.
Yeah, JD and JD. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to talking to myself anyway, so it doesn't matter too much.
Yeah, so no, just a heads up for everyone. That's why we're back to back in this one, and then the future one might just be JD for a week or two. But yeah, any emails this week, JD will surely...
Yeah, I'll definitely get on to it on the next episode. Which, to be fair, now is when I would need you even more. Because if I am doing it on my own, I'm going to need some topics to talk about. Otherwise, I'll have to do a bit of research and a bit of planning.
A bit of ranting. There'd be a whole segment on Sam Smith on that one. Reasons why JD hates Sam Smith.
Just shouting on about fucking Southgate and shit selection again.
real rants of JD.
Yeah, I might have to do it as a special.
You should have, like, when you do, if you do your own one, like a 5 minute just rant of fun, like five, just quick fire, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, just look, real talking special segments.
Yeah.
Just like mini episodes. But to be fair, if I was to do that, it'd be like a daily thing with me. And they'd all be the same. Well, most would be the same. Fucking hell, I've just gone off the motorway, dickheads again, fucking hell. So, or ranting about Sam Smith or, let's say, Southgate, poor Man United performances, shitty VAR again.
That's it.
It'd be the same rants over and over. Which I'll happily do. If the people want it, I'll do it.
I don't know if they want it, mate. I don't think they want that. I don't think they want it.
Well, but if you do want it, yeah, email us in realtalkingpod@gmail.com. But yeah, so yeah, all going well. This time next Friday, you will have
become a father, yeah?
Yeah, for potentially a couple of days anyway.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, normally, I was speaking about this with my partner, normally I overthink everything. I mean, anyone else that does it, we're fucking tired, fucking pain. I don't know, even though, so say something's worrying me or stress it, and I know today I can't resolve it, I will still spend that whole day overthinking about it. Anyway, but
well, yeah, because you've always been quite the worrier.
Yeah.
You know, even as of recently, it was the fence panels.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
The neighbour. So just for a bit of context, Ashley's neighbour attempted to change the fence panel. But it wasn't attempted. So it's the neighbour's side of the fence. So it's their duty to replace broken ones. And then he didn't do it. He just placed it, propped it up.
And he was in the garden, weren't there?
It was actually during a record.
Yeah, that's the thing now. I was just like, I looked at it, I was just in the back garden. Like, what? No, I can't get my heads up. Any.
Yeah. So I ended up having to graft.
Yeah, you wrecked it. Yeah.
But that was like a whole week of not necessarily worrying, but it was just something that done you ready. Yeah. And you was overthinking it
for
literally a whole week until I'd sorted it out.
Like I said, anyone that does this, I just would know. But that one time with the fence, so I couldn't get over it. Like, it was just on my mind, just 24/7. But anyway, this is with my partner being pregnant and about to be a father. It's something that I haven't really worried about. I don't know why. It's just something that, I don't know. It's just.
Well, I think because a lot of it. So obviously, we've done the bedroom up.
Yeah,
it was all decorated, paneling done, and whatever. And obviously, the house was already sorted in that anyway. So because of stuff like that, it's been a gradual process. Everything's been done while within time.
Yeah.
So you've not had to panic, like lastminute.com. Yeah. You've been able to get whatever furniture, just prepping to be a dad. And
you've got 9 months then, yeah.
Yeah. So you've been able to, obviously people have helped in general as they're always doing that and all, but you've got enough money to just go and get whatever you need to anyway to be prepared.
But that was the one thing I remember saying to you when you done the room, when you done all the paneling. I did say, I know it's a while away, but I just want to get it done. Just because I know if it was come to now and it weren't done, fucking hell.
Well,
maybe,
we'd definitely be a bit stuffed if it wasn't done by this point now. But I mean, I remember at the time I wanted to get it done anyway, because let's just say if it got to, like, 2-3 weeks of the due date and you had a change of mind, like you wanted to change the colour, I'd still have
enough time
to be able to quickly like repaint it or whatever.
Nah.
So at least we had enough time.
Yeah, the colour spot on. The colour spot. It was Egyptian colour, by the way, everyone. I think, what was the brand of it? It was Dulux, that one. I think it was a Dulux. I'm sure it was Dulux Egyptian colour on that one. So if anyone's checked that out, I would recommend it. Because the one thing now, you know, once in the hallway,
maybe
in the hallway in the future.
So again, a bit more context for people. Yeah. So Ashley bought this house about a year and a half ago ish.
It's over 2 years now.
Is it? Okay.
So
they bought the house.
Yeah.
And at the time, the jobs that I was doing, they were only taking a couple of hours for me to get done in the morning. So I was coming, earn my money, come here straight away, and then ended up just painting pretty much everything as quick as possible.
But a little more context on the context as well is when we first moved in, the only room I really wanted to do it was the living room and the bedroom. And I wanted to leave everything, just let it be.
But because of how much time I had,
literally,
it was done rapidly.
And the living room got done that quick. Then you repainted the kitchen the original colour just to brighten it up.
Yeah, because before redoing the kitchen, the walls existing were Magnolia, yeah, everything, been a classic Maggie.
Everything was Maggie. Which
the whole house was, to be fair. But that's, it's always been a standard, just yeah. a staple go-to for selling a house, just painting Magnolia and it's done. But with the old kitchen that was in, because I painted everything white just to freshen it up,
yeah.
that sort of put the motion in works for the kitchen then, because it made the rest of the old cabinet doors and that look horrendous.
Yeah, so we got to the point where the rest of the house silo got updated, if you will.
Yeah.
Fresh paint, new paint, all our own colours. And then he just, I remember sitting on this table being like, I fucking hate this kitchen. Yeah.
And apart from when I was doing stuff there, I wasn't here every week, neither was I.
No.
So when we'd be speaking on the phone, that would be the main topic and subject of, I hate this kitchen. But we'd already started getting the ball in motion then as well.
Be fair, I weren't really sold on the idea of doing it. Then you came over one time, like, yeah, I could smash down a week. That's what I was like, just a week. And he was like, yeah, to be fair, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Just in general, it was just a makeover. It wasn't new cupboards or anything. It's just new doors, worktops and stuff. So it was done a bit quicker than an average kitchen fit. The flooring as well, all apart at the same time.
But the flooring obviously goes into the bathroom as well.
Yeah, so it goes into the downstairs.
I think he's signed himself a bit short there, Jay. You've done a great job.
Well, always aim to please.
What's up, Shagger?
But no, like, as a time scale, it was just a little bit quicker than a full
paint.
Because if we would have been taking the tiles off and all that, then it would have been plastering involved and stuff. So, yeah, but yeah, it was a relatively quick turnaround for the whole house, wasn't it? It was all done. And it was the last main thing was just the. It wasn't even classed as a guest bedroom before, though, was it?
No, it was just a spare room.
Yeah.
Just literally. But that's the one good thing is having someone like you, is whenever I have an idea, I can run it, JD gives me the numbers, and then it's over, yes or no. Like next year, flooring, living room.
Yeah, that would be changed again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his style called?
Herringbone.
I always call it Herringbone for some reason. I don't know why.
Probably just because you think of Herringbone sweets or something. To be fair, if I remember in the editing part of all of this, like, I'll put some of the pictures on the YouTubes for people to see. Obviously, nothing.
Are you trying to get some work, mate?
If people want to go back onto previous episodes, get more contact details, the workshop, ask me for a quote, get some work to me, then I'll travel around most of the UK. The price would have to be really good if you want me to come over to America where some of the fans are. If I remember, I'll post some of the pictures just so people can get an idea, because we're saying about the kitchen and obviously the panelling and stuff in the babby's room.
Because one thing that you keep saying that you should do but you never do is do it before and after. Now, you do my brother's kitchen and his kitchen's shit. So that would be I was thinking about this, actually. That would be the perfect one to do it on, because that is a shit kitchen.
Yeah. Well, again, because I did my mum's kitchen the other week and I'd taken the tiles off the wall and then remembered to take the pictures, which, to be fair, I don't know what would have looked better anyway with the tiles on or off. Because I had to wait for a couple of items to get delivered still, once that's done, then I do want to at least update the website that I've bloody got. Pay for it. Never done a thing with me. I'll try and remember. Just post a couple of little pictures of these kinds of the jobs. Because it is, it's not, but use that pictures of this before I'd ripped it all out and that anyway. Yeah. So I'm sure I've still got them on my phone, because it is night and day, the difference. But as always, it's all about a happy customer at the end of it. And
that's it.
Not just because you're my best mate. I had to make sure you was happy, because, you think it was bad enough worrying with the fucking fence panel. Jesus, man. There was something that you wasn't happy with this lot.
No.
it was the podcast wouldn't have happened. Nah.
So I don't think I was really too worried about the kitchen. So obviously you came and you measured up and then went and ordered it. But no. But yeah.
So yeah.
I mean we started somewhere and ended somewhere.
Took
you on a journey.
As we were saying, come this time next week, you're potentially going to be, well, either sitting here or in the living room, holding a little baby girl.
Yeah.
And, trying to get a routine started.
A new routine, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, anyone that has got questions for JD, which I feel like you can ask JD a certain question that you can't ask me. So I feel like if you a bit more free rein on the questions, so I'm sure JD be willing to.
Well, again, to be fair, because if I am recording on my own, I'll be at home and I'll be drinking as well.
Yeah.
So fuck it, it'll be just free flowing. No whole bars.
I seen a TikTok and he was like, when me and my mate started a podcast, it's two people getting like arrested from a movie. And I thought, fuck me, that went far off with our first. Well, not the.
Early doors. Do you know what I mean? Was a bit more loose-lipped with our opinions. A
bit controversial, yeah.
Yeah. As we said before, the first two episodes aren't not because of anything we said, but it was just the production of it was.
Yeah, I feel like if you was listening to the first four, we've grown a lot from then. So you wouldn't have got.
If you was stumbling upon us now, and then if you, because I like to do it, if I find a new podcast,
you go back.
I'll go back to the beginning, listen. So it was more so just if you was to do that, you might think, well, hang on, I don't like them then.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's been a process. You know, we've come on leaps and bounds. I mean, I've not checked the likes and numbers, but obviously I text you while I was away. Yeah. And it was, you know, the amount of people that had downloaded on the first day of that episode coming out, you know, it's shocking really, because just to think we are two nobodies essentially in the big ocean of people that do the podcast. You got all these celebrities and everything.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got a podcast now, mate.
Well, it is really, isn't it? And, you know, there's us two just
whacking out the kitchen.
Yeah, the Brummy Ant and Deck is what some people say.
Only you. Oh, God.
Yeah,
but obviously that's why we're always thankful of all the emails and all the downloads. And that's why we, you know, we don't want to force it on everyone, like going back to it, but we really do appreciate all the emails and everything. Like just a little bit of time you put into the podcast, just sending emails, it does mean a lot.
And that's why, you know, we do say if you can download, because we can physically see the amount of people that are listening every week then, just from the download numbers, you know, there probably is a proper way to do it, but I just haven't seen it yet of how to see the full listening figures and whatever.
You know what? I think I'm going to email you a question, actually. I think I'm going to do it. It's going to be like from a Jane Doe name, but you know, it's a John Doe where it's like, so I'm just going to say a fake name.
So,
I'll have to make an email, won't I?
But then I'm
going to
be looking out for it now, won't I? I mean, to be fair, if it's just a standard couple of emails, I'll still be able to wrap through anyway, won't I?
Yeah.
But
as I said,
I'll make sure I've got some stuff, some topics to talk about for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything you want to, I mean, you know, because you're, as it says, you know, you can ask JD a certain kind of question and he's, you know, you'll get an answer.
Yeah, you'll always get an answer. Because I'll be recording at home, so most likely, like what we did with last week and the week before, you know, chilled ones, I had a couple of drinks and that. And I'll be doing the same at home then. But there's anything, I'm an open book.
That's it.
Anything you want
to ask away.
Ask, you know, we're always here for a bit of advice as well. You know, Kirsty knows all about that.
Go over some good advice, didn't we?
Best advice, real advice, real talk. So we'll get on with it anyway. We've rattled on a bit too long. So as we like to do, you know, I'm a bit partial to a little fess hole, the confessions page.
Yeah, I always think some of them are too fake. They seem too, but then again, it's they seem too fake to be true.
Well, I know I have seen some of them, and it's ones that I've seen from like years ago. It'll be like a little story of something. Right. Like, well, I know that one's not real then. So, yeah, you have to sort of weed in and out a little bit. But I've stumbled across a new one now, and it's ACS Fessions. So as I've been looking through them, there are like from universities and colleges over here in the UK.
Right.
And some of them, I mean, obviously, I've got some of them here to read out for your pleasure and obviously people at home for their pleasure as well. But I've just been giggling at them because it's not the same as the way the fesshole ones have been. I'd say the majority of these are going to be real.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on at uni. I can imagine. I mean, we never went. But
No. Smart for it.
For me, I always picture universities like, you know, like American Pie, you know, the red cups. I know.
Yeah, beer pong parties, spring sex, break, drugs.
Yeah.
I think our university students, there was a period where they tried to be like the Americans. Mm. We're playing those sorts of games and that, but it's just not the same. Our culture's too different. And it always makes me laugh. Like, you know, they can't drink. The Americans can't drink like the way that we do. And then I'm sure I've brought it up before. Cracks me up the way that they'll go to these college parties, the frat parties and whatever. They'll drink a whole keg and then they're driving back home.
It's
like they're always promoting drink driving, not just the college parties and stuff, but when you see like a geezer goes to a bar because he wants to drown his sorrows because he's had a bad day or whatever.
Yeah, they just drives there, doesn't he?
Yeah, drives there, drinks a bottle of whiskey, drives back home. So, no, it's illegal. We're not allowed to do that. You know, they have a full skin form. It's like, no, they're real. But, so ACS Fessions, you know, there's me saying about, okay, I think most of these are real. This one probably is a bit bullshit. I got all three of my flatmates pregnant, but none of them know about the other two. They're bound to find out soon. What do I do? They're all meant to be my secret girlfriends. And that's from someone in Manchester, Met Uni.
Nah, that one's...
Yeah. So, as I say, yeah, you're going to have to weed out some of them. But, you know, these types of people, it's like fucking, oh, my dick's too big. I can't help but make every girl come so hard, blah, blah, blah. Fucking hell. Chill out, geezer. And why is he in a shared accommodation with three girls?
Mm.
You know, you're not going to be that lucky. So that one's a bit.
And also, how would he have one-on-one time with all of them without the one not knowing? Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that one's a lot of shit.
That one definitely is. But I'll try and get more realistic ones. So another one here from a Newcastle University student. Once on a night out, I managed to pull and took her back to my room. When we were about to do it, she tells me that she is a ladyboy. And worst part is that she had a bigger dick than me.
Wait, so there's something that needs to be addressed here. So she told him, and then he went. Obviously, he still carried on.
Yeah, yeah. So we've discussed this before. Times are different now from when we was out courting, dating, and all that.
Yeah, it's not a lady boy. It's not a lady boy. It's a boy with tits.
Well, it's not how the Filipinos say that.
No, that's what the
class themselves are.
Yeah, but then the one born with both, mate.
I know. It's just
only one got surgically put on.
Yeah, it's just there's that many genders and ways, pronouns and fucking whatever they want to call themselves now. It's so if this person has called themselves a lady boy.
Hmm.
Then that's their choice.
Maybe
this lad has just used the wrong words to say.
Right. What would you do if that happened to you?
Firstly, I'd be quite annoyed because...
You've already probably got off with her.
You've kissed
her.
I think you have to be open straight off the bat there. Lord, if you're out, no, they probably won't see it this way, but if I'm out and about, I'd want to be told, hang on, Jack, you know, just in case you didn't notice, but I've got a bit of an Adam's apple there, you know, and a bit of a bulge down there. Are you wanting to still go further? So I'd want a bit of open honesty, you know.
So after you've gone for, what would you?
Well, I wouldn't want to get bummed, let's put it that way.
I don't understand, boy. He's realised or they've said they're a lady boy, and then he still continued to find out.
Well, as I say, you know, it's all different for these youth these days, isn't it?
Anything goes, we've established that.
Yeah, he probably really doesn't care. It's just that was his first experience.
At the worst, so what he's trying to say, the worst thing out of this whole scenario is that he had a smaller willy.
That's his problem, yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, he probably is just a little average Joe or smaller. And then this lady boy has got a bigger dick than him.
Oh.
But he says that he's still hit, though. Game's the game.
No, it's a different... for me, it's a different game he's playing.
But is it in the same sport?
No. No.
No.
It's a different sport.
Yeah.
You know, it's different, mate.
It is different. It is.
No, he's sword fighting. You know, we're not sword fighting. No. What's that game where like the both?
Fencing.
Fencing. He's fencing, mate. You know, I don't want to be fencing.
Well, to be fair, though, in fencing, the swords are the same length.
What are you trying to back it? Are you backing him?
He's bought a dagger to a sword fight. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
But what would you do in that situation then?
I'd probably cry, mate.
I'd have a big dick in your face.
No, I just can't imagine. I wouldn't even. If someone said to me, like, obviously, I'm a lady boy. What the fuck? I think I'd be angry more than anything. I think I'd be fucking... No, I'd be angry. I know you'd be intrigued, mate.
You wouldn't go that far with that person anyway, because you'd notice the big feet and be straight away. You'd be ignoring the conversation.
Then on.
Ashley doesn't like big feet.
Big feet on girls, it's just... No, it's just not for me.
It's weird, I know.
Yeah.
No one wants to date a lady with canoes. Or a dick.
Crusty
dick. that's that one. Now we've got another one from someone from Derby University. Fucked a transgender girl and it was the best I've ever had.
Right. So, again, lady... So transgender, so she... Say that again, sorry, mate. I want to be politically correct.
Yeah, a transgender girl, and it was the best they've ever had. So...
There was a man.
I'm assuming that this person already knew the circumstances of this...
Right.
...lady. So, yes, was a man.
And he hasn't got a willy no more.
I'm assuming... They've had, well, they are, it, there's not enough detail.
Yeah, I mean,
pre or post up.
What I've established is there's a lot more gay men out now, or it's more open. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, I think people just, well, we've said it just kids now just fuck anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about these last two, mate.
I fully came twice in a row, which has never happened before, but I told him no kissing because it's haram. So,
what the fuck? What does that mean?
So, this is an Asian person then.
Well,
so,
he's, but they're not married, so why should that come into play?
Look, and that. No, without getting cancelled. I know we've already spoken about this.
There's loads of holes we can fall down here, mate.
Yeah. I tend to find that people with religion, they pick and choose what parts they want to fucking follow.
Right.
So hence, it's not Yeah, clearly. It's not just because it's haram, he doesn't want to kiss this lady boy, transgender girl, sorry. You know, there's Catholic and Christian things that we don't follow. Right. You know, if I was going to be a proper Catholic boy, I wouldn't have had sex before marriage. You know, we do what we have to do.
Okay, so with these last two,
mm-hmm.
does that make these two lads bisexual?
By the letter of the law, it would do, yes. And by law, I mean the LGBTQ plus community, their own made up laws.
I'm going to say something. No, next week.
No, you're not there next week. No, so you've got to say it now.
No, I just.
It's not your cup of tea.
It's just. If you want a woman. Just have a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't need a lady boy.
No.
You don't need to be all haram for the kissing.
No.
But be balls deep.
Balls.
You know what I mean?
Balls deep, Dean.
Yeah, whatever round, whatever part of the train you're in.
Well, you know, that's it's another one to try and find out more about. But, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's... It is it's a touchy subject for a lot of people, but we're real talking here. And yeah, I'd have to know. Like you said to yourself, be just pissed off that you feel deceived. You're thinking that
you feel dirty, mate, because it's not who you are.
Well, that's what we'd be saying. But obviously, these youth don't care about it enough for it to be a problem. If I was getting down to it and fucking started stripping off and, you know, I'm seeing the fucking tackle out there, I'd be like, hang on, put them back on, off you go.
Roy, yeah, have you got any more?
You're speechless.
We're gonna get in, yeah. Let's just move away from them too.
Well,
is this another one of Bali?
No. There probably is more. I can't remember every one that I've heard say. So this one, it doesn't say what uni they're from. And it goes, I'm into going down on girls and licking their underarms. So this person loves mock diving and loves a bit of armpit diving as well.
I mean, it just goes to show what we said. Since the podcast started, kids nowadays do anything. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why you're doing that. Or in that moment of just being with someone in that way, your brain goes lick armpits. Yeah. I mean, also, must I be for the other person? Yeah, let me lick your armpits.
But again, it's like, is he going to be asking, or is he just going to fucking lift an arm up and start licking it?
Well, I mean, how would you like it?
I wouldn't like it, and I wouldn't like to do it either. Because you think, one, a lot of them don't shave their armpits and that no more, which if they don't want it, I don't care. But I wouldn't want to be getting fucking armpit hair, like armpit pubes in my mouth. If there's any sort of deodorant or anything on there, you know, that's just going to taste horrible as well. Looking, because we've all done it, we've sprayed deodorant, there's a bit too much in the air, and you end up getting that tax.
Yeah.
So, properly licking it would be horrible. I mean, again, I've had it where kissing a girl, the perfume on the neck, and you get that taste in your mouth as well. And it's just, I wouldn't want, you can guarantee there's antiperspirant or whatever in the armpit. Well, maybe that's the kind of thing that this person's into.
I can imagine
the taste of that.
Yeah, I can imagine going back to the other two, that, you know, like it's all open as well. So he's went back to his lads. Yeah, fucking, he was a lady boy, had a bigger dick than me. Rather than be embarrassed about it, it's like that it's like the Jeff video all over again.
Yeah, if that happened when we was younger, or like 10 years ago, or whatever. Well, longer than that for us.
Yeah.
So if it was like 15 years ago, we were out in the club.
Clear.
And it happened, you wouldn't say fuck all about it. It'd be in the calf the next day, banged, and then that's it. You know, and I used to enjoy telling details about my activities of the night before. So I'd either have to make stuff up. Well, yeah, I would have had to, because if I was...
Yeah, you just said nothing happened, and if that happened to you, yeah, you just nothing happened.
Because if I was there just like not giving any details, you'd be all like questioning me, wondering what's going on there, because you haven't got a story about what's happened. So, yeah, another weirdo there anyway, licking her armpits. So this one's from Manchester Uni again. Sucked off my lecturer for a 2-2. I'm a boy, by the way, but not gay.
Right, so I'm guessing a 2-2 is like maybe like an A or B or a passing grade, I suppose.
I don't understand the number system properly, because there's a 2-2, a 2-1. I think there's a 1-1 or something as well.
Right, so let's just say this 2-2 is done to pass.
I think 2-2 is a top grade.
Right.
I think. Okay. I don't know exactly.
I mean, was he based on his performance that he got the 2-2? Well, was he spoken beforehand, took me off and I'll give you a 2-2? Or was he a 2-2 after the fact? I mean, these are all questions that should be asked.
He was good, hence why he's got the 2-2. If it is the top grade, that is.
But again, he's saying he's not gay, but that makes him bisexual to me.
Which
I
mean, bisexual is still gay, but yeah.
I know I said it, there just seems to be a lot more gayness, open, like it's more open now, I suppose. Is that the right, I'm trying to think of the right word here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not frowned upon as much as if you told me you'd done that, mate, I'd be like, yay.
Well, yeah, and not in the fun way that we like to say, but there's another comedian that, listen to his podcast quite often. Chris DiStefano, I've told you about him before and that. And he has a phrase that he says quite often, I'm in the fog. So fog, he's free, open and gay. Now, he says it just joking because he's married, kids and all that, like Latino wife. But he'll act a bit gay sometimes with like his mate Sal and whoever else. They'll come out with stupid stuff. Look what we've done. There's a bit of a fucking banter over the years and a little joke or whatever. But I think essentially what I'm getting to anyway, I feel like they're all in the fog these days, that they're all free, open and gay.
Where, yeah, they're all open to
to
endless possibilities.
Yeah, we're there, fucking high beams on, floodlights on, you know, making sure that people see us through the fog. That we're not.
Yeah, and we're staying in that lane.
Driving. Not fucking swerving around.
Not sucking no cock.
Yeah.
No.
No. Unless it's a weekend.
I mean, if you was failing in a class and you needed this class to get the degree, and the teacher went to you, suck my cock, you'll get your degree, so you won't have to do another year. Which is like, I suppose, like 10 grand or whatever. Would you suck that cock?
Well, going from personal experience, no.
what does that mean?
No, so when I was in college, which was for my apprenticeship, it was just men that were these lecturers.
Men, real men.
Oh yeah, old school fucking, you know, Tim the Toolman Taylor types fucking. And I wouldn't have had to have done it.
No, but what I'm saying is, I know in your trade you wouldn't have to do it, but I'm saying if put you back, not now, or you're married, obviously, and you're in this frame of mind, put 18-year-old JD, he was a bit wild. Would 18, 19-year-old JD suck the cock to pass a class?
Right, so the answer's still no, and because where I was going to get to, because like, even when I was in school and that, I weren't as bothered about fucking like the results that I got. You know, I remember with so I did performing arts as part of like the final subjects, and you know, so that's mainly acting, music, but there was a lot of like written exams and that for them. I never studied for any of them. I remember one in particular, it was like a midway through the year exam, and I'd smashed it, got a B. But I did, like, you know, there was no effort put into it, got a B. And, like, there was two other girls that always tried in the class and that, and they absolutely kicked off. There was, like, shouting at me in front of the teacher as, like, we've all been given the results and that. And this prick doesn't even fucking try, and look at him, he's got his, yeah. like, just because I'd got better than them. And, you know, I weren't bothered, but, you know, I did it because it was just something to do, because, you know, as a lot of us did back then, it was either that or art, just so you had a couple of lessons of not doing anything, yeah. really, because we didn't have to do science. I think maths and English was mandatory for us, wasn't it? And then IT, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, performing arts, even though I enjoyed it, you know, it was just, yeah, this is something that we're going to be able to just chill with, essentially. And, yeah, I've done well with all of them. Look, maths was the only one that I actually studied for. And then fucking, there was a mix-up on the actual day of exams. They didn't give me the higher paper, they gave me the medium one. So I still smashed the medium one. But, yeah, it was me and David Roberts that should have both been on the higher paper, but just David got it. But otherwise, yeah, I was never bothered. I know it's just the way I've always been, you know, just go with the flow and that. So I wouldn't have been worried enough to suck off a teacher.
Yeah. I do think grades are more of a thing now, as where as our generation, it didn't feel important, but I feel like now with the scores really being academies rather than public schools, there's more on the students to do well. I feel like there's more of a career pathway now.
Yeah,
well, does that make sense?
They tried doing that when we were in school anyway. Because
I think we just had the wrong score as well.
Yeah, definitely. But I remember, like, teachers saying to me, oh, yeah, if you get such and such grade, you can look at doing this office job and go on to this career path and whatever. And I just always remember saying, oh, no, I'm either going to get onto the tools or go in the army, because I was in the cadets at the time as well. So I already, like, had the feel for that. And then with, like, family members being in the army, whatever, like. So I always knew where I was going to go in life, essentially. But they still did just try and push it to me. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to do that. And so I think because I've always had that mentality, I can't put myself in that position thinking I'm going to have to get my fucking throat dirty with these teachers come to get this grade.
Right, yeah. I mean, at least you got the grade you wanted, I suppose, from this person. I mean...
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to do it all the time now, though. That's the problem. Well,
that's it now.
I mean, either way, they're knuckling down, aren't they? Either study or fucking the shaft.
But then who's under the power then? Because he could say, I'm going to go to the whoever's in charge, headmaster, and go, I'm not telling you, you made me suck your cock, but I'm not gay.
Well, I suppose he can just show that tweet, any?
Right. Does that make him bisexual?
It will do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No. All right, as long as we're on that page, because for me, he's bisexual now.
Yeah. Right. Now, this is a mad one. This is sort of like David Cameron, Tory sort of vibes. And by that, I mean because they had the, the stupid rituals where he had to fuck a pig and all that in there. This one. It doesn't say what uni it's from. My mate shagged the cat as a joke and now tells me he low-key has a thing for cats. How do I get him to stop? I've already tried talking him out of it, but he doesn't care.
So, no, that can't be right, mate.
No, it can't be, but I know there's enough sick weirdos out there that would do that, though. Because we've all been sent the videos of, like, the geezer's fucking a sheep.
Yeah.
And, like, there was that one that floated around years ago. Like, no pun intended on that. But where he's got the fish and he's, like, pumping his fucking cock in its mouth. So there's definitely a weird person that's going to do it.
But then it's doing it in front of people.
Yeah.
And then it's telling people you love it.
Yeah. And, like, you think... How are you controlling the cat? Because if a cat doesn't even want to be stroked, or, you know, petted, bust, it will fucking swipe you and walk away or run away or whatever. So how is he fucking, look, physically, I mean, it's cat rape. Let's just put it out there. It is rape. There's no cat's consent. But I just don't get how he's physically going to be able to do it all the time and fucking...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it must be a small dick as well, because otherwise it's fucking tearing the cat.
Maybe it was the mum and the lady boy as well.
Mm, probably, but yeah.
The thing I don't like about this, if this is fake, someone's fought.
Yeah, yeah.
I've brought in this as a fake, which is bad in itself. I don't like that one.
No.
That's made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I remember when seeing that, because people do reply to these tweets and that and try and give their advice for it. Now, I thought, if I was going to give the advice for it, then tell your mate to just get into the furry scene. So with all them people that dress up as fucking cats and dogs and that and pretend to be said animals, get into that, because at least then in his head he can think that he's bumming a cat, but he's actually bumming a person. On a
fuck it, are I?
But again,
that's the worst round of the lot.
As you keep saying, or you know, it's just they're all fucking too open with all this like these days, aren't they? So, yeah, another one out. It doesn't say, unfortunately, where they're from. But this man decided to eat me out, and he was saying I tasted great. Little did he know, a few hours ago, some guy cream pied inside of me. LMAO.
Right. I believe that one more than any other one.
It's definitely real.
That one has happened.
Mm.
This one has definitely happened.
And she's a dirty skit as well.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that one, mate.
Yeah.
That one happened 100%.
Yeah. That's living the slag life, that is. Yes. She's fucking loved that, ain't she?
Someone's been fucked. And then next one is when. Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
100%. That's the most. 100%, yeah. And strangely, the most strongest one as well.
Well, at that moment in time, she's definitely straight, because she's already had one cream pod. You probably cream pod her as well. We don't know. But yeah, she fucking loved it anyway. So... That's the end of that. I've got Fessoles, but they're from a while ago now, so I'm not going to ask any of those.
Mm.
But I've got a couple of would you rathers if you're interested.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh. So, one classic one that I've seen a lot, but I've never asked. Would you rather bite a duck-sized horse or five horse-sized ducks?
Five horse-sized ducks, because I'd just kick them.
It probably should be more than five, to be fair.
But yeah, still, you can feel like you can just kick.
Yeah.
Just kick them away. Bam. Oh. As well, one big,
Yeah, because the duck's just going to fucking peck your head off, isn't it? Fucking massive.
Yeah, as well, horses are going to... Yeah, nah.
Yeah, it's going to try and kick out.
Easy.
The amount of times that I've heard that asked, and the try and go for the one horse-sized duck, it's like, nah, doesn't matter if there's 100 little fucking duck-sized horses, you'd boot the head off of all of them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you just jumped and, like, you know what I mean? Just jumped on top and slammed your weight.
Yeah.
Dead, mate.
See?
Done it. That is four.
Yeah. But the reason is too many answers with the wrong answer.
Yeah, that's the only right answer, mate.
Yeah.
So,
realistically, what animal do you think you could fucking write off then?
Oh, but you mean like, sort of, sign like cat, like dog, the
whole,
go with...
The whole animal kingdom. Realistically, what's the top you think?
So, yeah. So,
yeah, so cats were going to boot the heads off. But you're not allowed to, right? Away. You know, we all know the footballer putting it in the
right.
But yeah, cats, majority of dogs are going to get it as well. Look,
right?
Fist of thunder.
I'm just trying cats. So bears would kill me, snakes would kill me, crocodiles, alligators.
Do you not think you'd have the reflexes to fucking stop a snake though?
No, because one bite venom dead.
Yeah, but
look, he only has to get you once, mate.
Yeah, but you're in the well, the scenario that you've got to fight it though. No, yeah. Do you know that it's fucking?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is though, like, I've little snakes, yeah, but like, he just has to, he's as soon as he drops a little bit of venom or gets one of you, that's it. And it's not a glorious way to go.
I don't know. I've got the reflexes though, innit? I reckon I could fucking grab the snake. Do you mean before it's fucking got me?
Like a python?
Yeah, I reckon I could, you know.
I don't know, mate. I mean, if you used to fight a python, I'm not being funny, I might back the python wage. Cause...
Well, you're going to lose that bet then, because I'm telling you. as soon as it rears up, look,
yeah, and
it's going, look, I've still got them cat-like reflexes. I'm going to be like, nah, you've got your neck now.
But it's still got a tail, mate.
Yeah, and it can try and fucking wrap itself around me and that. But I'm going to fucking bang it out. if it's wrapped itself around my arm because I've got it around its neck, I'm going to fucking start slamming my arm on the floor.
Yeah, but that is going to break your bone before you slam that on the...
Fucking just punching his little face as well, anyway.
I don't know, mate. Maybe we're going to have to get that to happen, but...
Fuck up a python, I'm saying.
I'm just trying to, I mean.
Right, so lizards and that in general, then you're just going to boot them away as well.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to, I'm thinking like just size. I'm just trying to, so I'm at like sheeps and that easy.
Yeah, twat a sheeping, definitely.
Yeah.
Even them fucking, the rams when they're fucking head putting you in that. But nah.
I'm going to go a wolf.
You reckon you could have a wolf?
Or, not every wolf, but I reckon...
A one-on-one.
One-on-one. It's 50-50. I reckon... I don't know, man. Wolves are fucking vicious as well, mate. This is because I'm trying to be, like, realistically where I think 50-50 where...
You've got a fighting chance.
Yeah.
I think I'd have the potential against a wolf as well, just because, like, the way I play for it with my dog and that. Well, I know how to stop him because I'll have a proper play bought with mine. He'll bite me and everything. So I know how to grab him up and that and fucking, you know, just pin him down or whatever. So, you know, he's only a little bit smaller than a wolf.
Yeah. I think an honest would be a wolf. I think anything bigger than a wolf, you know, or more vicious than a wolf, I would say. Yeah, because then you start going into like bears and.
Yeah, no chance against a bear. No. Bear's just going
to... I would say a wolf, mate. And that'd be a struggle, yeah. Well, a single wolf. Not an alpha wolf then as well, if you want to say.
Well, nah, because the same as like a lion and all that. And
They've got too much draw power.
Yeah. You know, I love seeing them videos as well where it's the stupid idiots that like think it's okay to like poke the fingers through the cages, the lions and all that. And... There was another one the other week that I saw, and he's fucking. I think he's gone into the enclosure to, I don't know, try and pet the fucking the lion. And it's like, nah, what are you doing? And it's just grabbed him, ripped his leg off, and that.
Yeah, that's it.
And fucking the woman's just there screaming, like, oh, no, help, help. So, why are you letting them go in there in the first place? Just fucking idiots.
Yeah. But, sorry, I was going to say, what do you think your limit would be? Obviously, you're fucking fuck up a python, mate, easy.
Fuck up a python. Obviously, yeah, when you got your giant anaconda and that, I've got no chance of that. I think I'd have the chance against the lion.
A lion?
Not the lion, sorry. Not going to do it against a lion or a tiger.
Cheetahs and then you have... Yeah, I think they've just got too much jaw pressure. Hippos, no way. Rhinos, no way. Yeah, I think a wolf is the one where you would, if you had all them, you'd rather fight the wolf where you'd think. I think that's a solid answer as well.
Yeah. Otherwise, humans, we're a part of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, but...
Fuck up a lot of people. I'd say the wolf would be the limit. Hyenas, fucking little laughing bastards, fuck one of them up.
Yeah, but I got jaw power as well. As well, wolf's jaw isn't, I don't think it's just
what's it called? You know when it,
yeah, it's
the force of it.
Yeah, the pressure of the bolt.
Yeah, I think, you know what?
I think hyenas have got a decent snap to them.
Yeah, they have.
I'm not saying a wolf hasn't, but I'm just thinking. Yeah, I've just really put some thought into that. Yeah.
It's mad because you think there's a lot of dogs that were bred down the line to hunt wolves, weren't they? So wolf isn't the apex of the dog lot breed. You know, you see a lot of the Tibetan Mastiffs and that.
Yeah, beasts. No chance Gilman's down.
No.
Once I've got you.
Yeah. You know, hooky. I'd have one of them XR bodies. Hooky. No chance, kid. Nah, because in general, they're all softies anyway. There's XR bodies. All these fucking bullshit. No, I saw it the other day. It was a Facebook status. Some woman was saying, look, if you're the person that owns the dog that's just a bit more child, like little 1 year old, you know, you ran off before, while I'm in the confusion, trying to get the baby to calm down or whatever. You know, I want you to say sorry or whatever. And someone had asked, what was the dog? And she was like, I don't know, just some small brown dog, whatever. And it's all, so that's on Facebook. It's been posted or whatever, but it's not going to get blown up.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a staffie, a fucking bulldog or whatever, then it is, it's fucking on the news and in the papers and stuff. It's ridiculous.
You know, it's more the dog than the breed. How it's brawler.
Yeah, it's the owner, not the dog. But you know, I'll get it a lot where people assume that mine's a fucking dangerous dog and that as well. He still don't fucking do anything. There's where we was. There was two dogs in their own garden behind one of those electric gates, and they were literally head out biting at mine. And he's still just confused, like what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here to say hello, I want to play, and you're being aggressive. And these were, one was like a little Jack Russell, I don't know what the other one was, but, you know, it's like, it's the smaller dogs, they're the little fuckers, man. You know, there's a little chihuahua around the corner from mine and that as well, always giving it 10 men. So I'll boot the head off of you as well, you little prick. I'd love to kick that dog. I don't want to attack any fucking animals now, but this one's always giving it large, like, it's in the window, fucking barking.
Yeah, it's probably because it's in the window.
No, because I've been, like, you know, within feet of this dog and it's still giving in as well. And I'm like, nah, because it's an old woman that like, owns this dog as well. And the one time, I don't know if it was like a son or something, big lads walking this dog. And obviously, it's in me, it's in my dog, starts fucking giving it. Fucking so I've picked up Shiro. I'm like, fucking hell, get away, like running away from this dog. And the geese is looking at me all confused. I'm like, dangerous dog, daddy's kid, fucking sorted out. So, you know, I'm doing it as a joke because obviously, if mom wanted to, you know, I'll get him chop rolls bigger than this fucking dog. So he'd eat it in one, man. But he just wouldn't. There's nothing fucking dangerous about him whatsoever. It's all these people with the little dogs that just fucking let them go on hard and that. Ridiculous, man. Well, we've rambled on. We're going to give the one, would you rather? There's been a lot of confessions.
Some would say maybe too much of a confession.
Well, I'm going to get some more. I'm going to share them to you. Well, not next week, but when you're back on, I'll get a little collection for you. We'll get your reactions on them ones as well.
And like we said on the earlier in the podcast, any messages, emails, you want to ask JD why he's on his own, fire away. And
as I say, it's going to be all over the YouTubes. Links will be in the description and that. Send the emails in. Send the questions or whatever. Want some advice. Even just saying hello.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it is. But send them all in. And obviously, again, like, share, subscribe, download. You know what to do, but we just like to remind you every now and again. So, love yous and leave yous. See yous next time. Peace.